Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
I will sing praise. I will lift my voice. I will sing praise. I've made my choice. I will sing praise in all I do.
Music there by the Christ Church Choir of Nashville, Tennessee. We will sing praise to you. In the background right now, the guitars of Robin Gilly Bennett, and I Just Want to Praise You. That's what we're going to do on today's Call to Worship program. Lots of worship and praise music to draw you closer to the Lord. And also later in the program, we'll be sharing with you Psalm number 30. That's a psalm that I don't think we've used in almost 3 years here on A Call to Worship. And our devotional today is entitled, Don't Leave Home Without It. Sounds like a commercial, doesn't it? But we're going to be talking about the importance of having the presence of God in our lives at all times. Right now, let's ask God's blessing on our program today. Heavenly Father, we do come into your presence in the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Savior and Redeemer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for providing for us a way to escape the penalty of our sins. They have been paid for already by the shed blood of the Lamb on the cross of Calvary. And we believe, Father, that you accept that payment as we believe in your Son, Jesus, as the true Son of God. And Father, I thank you for giving us the opportunity to come into your presence today, to worship you, to praise your holy name, and to thank you for all that you have done and are doing in our lives. Father, I do thank you for your presence in my life. The fact that I can always go to you, day or night, I know you are just a prayer away, and you're watching out for me. Your Holy Spirit is living within me as the down payment that you have provided to prove that you will finish in my life what you've begun. Father, I pray for those individuals that are listening today that have never once experienced the new birth. They have never experienced the joy of knowing their sins are forgiven. And I pray, Lord, that as we go through the program today, the music, the psalm, and the thoughts that we share will draw them closer to your presence and cause them to consider the great gift that you have for them, the gift of forgiveness and eternal life by believing on your Son, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we do shout to you our praises today. We sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever we'll love you and forever we'll stand because nothing compares, Lord, to the promise that we have in you. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from Darlene Check, Ron Canole, and Alvin Slaughter, along with the Hillsong Worship Singers, their rendition of Shout to the Lord. In the background, it's Mary Beth Carlson, her rendition of the same song. Leading up to our psalm today, Psalm 30, and I'll share that with you in just a little over a minute. And now Psalm 30, from the New Living Translation, a psalm of David sung at the dedication of the temple. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. You refused to let my enemies triumph over me. O Lord my God, I cried out to you for help, and you restored my health. You brought me up from the grave, O Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death. Sing to the Lord, all you godly ones. Praise His holy name. His anger lasts for a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may go on all night, but joy comes with the morning. When I was prosperous, I said, nothing can stop me now. Your favor, O Lord, made me as secure as a mountain. Then you turned away from me, and I was shattered. I cried out to you, O Lord. I begged the Lord for mercy, saying, what will you gain if I die, if I sink down into the grave? Can my dust praise you from the grave? Can it tell the world of your faithfulness? Hear me, Lord, and have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Crucified.
above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all.
Right now in the background, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra and the song Jesus is All the World to Me. We just heard from the Maranatha Singers the songs In Your Presence and None Like You, Lord. Coming up later in our broadcast, we'll be talking about how we will not leave home without the Lord by our side. In Exodus 33:14, it says, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Later in our broadcast, we'll be talking about the presence of our Lord can be with us. No, the shepherd and the guardian of our souls, Jesus Christ, is the one who is with us forever. That's the good news of the gospel. And later in our broadcast, we'll be talking about how His presence can be with us in every avenue of our life, the good and the bad. He is with us to go through these difficult times in our life. Coming up later in our broadcast, we'll talk more about don't leave home without it, without the presence of your Lord in your life. Briefly today, I just want to say thank you for your presence in our life. And your email messages and your calls tell us that you're there every week. And I just want to say thank you for your presence in our lives. Your letters, your gifts help us know that you're there with us every week. And your gifts will keep us on the air. We're now beginning our 26th year on the air now. And these number of years have been possible because of your presence in our life. And I just want to say thank you for your gifts and for your presence. And you can write to us and let us know that you're there and that if the Lord provides, you help us out financially. My address here is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And don't forget, you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of things are available for you today on our website, including the playlist of the broadcast today. You can also listen to the program anytime you want. We post the program on our website for the entire week so that if you miss the program on this station, we have it available for you online. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And your letters to us at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And by the way, let me encourage you to send a note to your radio station. Thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they're listener-supported, Christ-Centered Radio Ministry, send them a financial gift as well. I'm sure they could use it. And now let's continue with another song here in our Call to Worship program as we listen to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and the song, My Lord is in Your Hands.
Wipe your tears away. And
And now from the book entitled A Touch of His Presence by Charles Stanley, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Exodus 33:14 says this, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Today I want to talk about the fact that we should never leave home without it. Sounds like a commercial for American Express, doesn't it? But today we're talking about something else, the presence of God. We must never leave home without His presence in our life. Despite their wanderings and spiritual vacillations in the wilderness, the Hebrews were continually cognizant of the presence of Jehovah God. By day, the Lord had manifested His presence by a cloud. At night, His presence was evidenced by fire. Every Israelite had visible proof that God was with them. Following the debacle of their idolatry while Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments on the mountain, a crisis of epic proportions occurred. The people were punished for their grievous sin with loss of life, a severe plague, and the certainty of future judgment. As harsh as these penalties were, the worst pronouncement came when the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go with you, because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way. Upon hearing the Lord's declaration to remove His presence, the people instantly went into mourning. Of all the possible consequences to their sin, the thought of living apart from God's presence was terrifying. For Moses, the idea of leading several million bickering Hebrews without the comfort of Jehovah's presence was devastating. Moses said in Exodus 33:15, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. Moses knew that the task would be impossible apart from God's constant presence. Besides, Moses knew that it was the very tangible presence of Almighty God that differentiated the Hebrews from the pagan nations that stood in their way on their slow journey to Canaan. Moses said to the Lord, How will anyone know you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? That's from Exodus 33:16. Today, the presence of the risen, ascended Christ in the life of the believer is the truth that sets us apart as His own. It is the presence of the Savior that gives us courage and faith to continue when the road is unsure and uncertain. It is the presence of the Lord that causes our hearts to swell with joy and peace in turbulent times. We are sometimes apt to think that it is our talents or training that somehow differentiates us from the world. We might like to ascribe our success to our knowledge of Scripture or certain disciplines. We must never make this kind of tactical mistake. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit that marks us as God's own and infuses us with the right stuff. Without His stamp of ownership and daily guidance, we all, like sheep, will go astray. The shepherd and guardian of our souls, Jesus Christ, is the one who is with us forever. This is the good news of the gospel. God goes with us that He might lead us into His purposes. Heavenly Father, keep me from dashing out and making my own plans without Your guidance. I know that You are my ever-present God who is with me all the time, to teach me and guide me in Your ways. Your presence is my strength, my joy, and my comfort as I live and I serve You. Heavenly Father, lead me along the path of this life so that I might be a testimony of Your presence in my life.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary Sometimes on the mound, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children alone. And sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children alone.
That was the Bill Gaither Trio and the Tom Fetke Singers combining together, God Leads Us Along. And thank you for joining me today for a call to worship and praise. And thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. As we begin our 26th year, your gifts right now at the beginning of February would really help us out. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can find us here on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. So check us out on your website. You can find the program, you can listen to it, and you can make a contribution directly online for this radio ministry. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And don't forget that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry. Now let's continue with one last song before we run along for the day. We listen to the Don Marr Singers and the song, There's Something About That Name.